Jess Woosner is a star in the AFLW competition. She plays for the Brisbane Lions and wears number 23. She's kicked 5 goals this season and spoke about her battles with depression in 2016. And she's been good enough to join us on Grandstand. Jess, welcome and thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Want to get to know a little bit about you firstly. So tell us about your journey from Tasmania. That's where your love of footy came, watching your dad play for Clarence at local footy level.
Yeah, so I grew up around footy my whole entire junior life and didn't really have a pathway there in Tassie until I was mid to late teens and played a bit around there and then thought, oh, I better give this a crack somewhere where it's a bit, I guess, better and moved over to Perth.
So there obviously wasn't a lot of women's football leagues in Tasmania. So what was it like moving across to WA and obviously the changes that took place in your life at that age?
Yeah, so when I first started Tassie footy, it was 3 teams across the entire state. When I left, I think we're up to about 6 teams across the state. So I thought I'd jump on board and move over to Perth to try and, I guess, compete against some of the better players in Australia. And it was certainly a shock, obviously, going over there, playing against some of the girls that were a lot better than me, which I wasn't really used to. So obviously the journey across there was pretty good for a few years, and then I had a pretty rough year in 2016.
So tell us a bit about that. East Fremantle was your home, and then it was sort of in that stage that women's football was starting to really build momentum. There was those exhibition games between Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs, and it was a chance for young women to showcase they were ready to perform at that next level.
Yeah, so after the first ever exhibition game is when I decided that I wanted to move to Western Australia to, you know, try and make that representative side at that time. That's all there was. So I didn't get drafted in 2014 into that exhibition game. So I just worked a lot harder in 2015 and got the chance to play over there with the Western Bulldogs in one of those exhibition matches.
So how was that in the early stages? Obviously, you're trying to push for that ultimate goal and knowing that it was an exciting phase about to take place and you were hoping to be a part of it.
Obviously, first and foremost, you want to be the best player that you can be. And I think that I didn't really knuckle down until I had those opportunities. And it was sort of almost proving myself right that I was, you know, one of the better players, I guess, in Australia. And that was something that really excited me and really pushed me to want to be, you know, there playing against some of the best in the country.
So what was your experiences in 2016 when it did all start to unravel a little bit for you?
I think I was sort of working a job that made me very unhappy, and that sort of spiraled into my personal life. Through that year, I was struggling quite badly with depression, anxiety attacks, panic attacks and things like that. So usually footy was my outlet, but I found that I wasn't really enjoying football either, and it was a real struggle to get out to go to training and get to games and things like that, which impacted my playing abilities, which was obviously quite important at that time, but most importantly it was affecting my everyday life.
So once you realized it was a problem, how active were you in trying to fix it, or was it something that you needed some time to work your way through?
Yeah, I think I didn't quite understand that I was going through it at the time. It was only a couple of months later that I was sort of like, this isn't right. And the first thing I actually did was, for me personally, I'm quite a boisterous person. I like to, I guess, say things on social media that I'm feeling and meaning. And I sort of put out a video just on my Facebook page with my friends and family, just mentioning, you know, how I was feeling and what I was going through and things like that. And everyone was so supportive, and that made me realize that what I am going through is real and that I needed to seek help. So sort of later on in 2016, that's when I decided to, I guess, leave Perth, make that choice to change my environment and seek the help that I needed.
How hard was it to post that video? Was it something you were happy and comfortable doing, or was it something that you sort of weren't sure whether it was the right thing to do?
Oh, I was very worried. I was shaking. Made me quite anxious, to be honest. Something that sort of put my phone down after I posted it and didn't go back to it for a while just because I didn't know how people would react. But at the end of the day, you know, the people that you have in your life, the people that love you and everything like that, they just want the best for you. So their encouragement was a huge movement in me, I guess, getting on the right track.
So when did you eventually pick up the phone, and what did you read when you decided you had the courage to have a look at it?
Yeah, I think it was a couple of hours later. I'd sort of just left it sitting there, and I'm someone that's on my phone almost 24/7, so a few hours off the phone. And it was just people just saying thank you for sharing it. And, you know, they've been through the same things and, you know, they just wanted the best for me. And they were just very, I guess, upbeat in my ability to share my thoughts online because it's something that they couldn't have done. So, yeah, everyone was just very supportive and thankful for me.
Did that make you feel a lot better knowing that you weren't alone going through this and that other people were supporting you and perhaps people reached out and said they'd gone through a similar thing?
Definitely. I had many, many messages from people that, you know, I knew quite well or people that I didn't know quite as well, I guess just expressing that the video that I posted helped them realise that they aren't alone, and then that made me realise that I'm not alone. And I think that that's one of the most important things when you're going through struggles like this is that, you know that you're not the only one and you have the support there of many people around you.
So what helped you get on top of it? Do you feel like you're on top of it now? And I guess what do you have to be mindful of as you manage this going forward?
Yeah, I'm definitely on top of it now. I think that the key thing for me was leaving WA and I guess changing that environment that I was in and finding something that I really loved. And obviously I've got drafted up here to Brisbane. I've got a job that I love outside of footy, and then I've got footy that I'm really, really happy about and passionate about at the moment. So for me, I think the change of environment, obviously seeking like help from professionals and things like that has really brought me to a space now where I can say that I'm 100% happy. But, you know, every day is a work in progress at the same time.
So in terms of getting that balance, you touched on work in Brisbane and having a supportive coach like Craig Starcevic. And what have the Brisbane Lions been like in, I guess, trying to help you to feel comfortable in Queensland?
Yeah, I mean, from the first moment I walked into the club, I felt welcomed, like I was a part of the family, and I had been for years. So the whole team, the coaching staff, obviously Craig himself, were so welcoming, and that really helped me put my best foot forward at a time that I probably still wasn't at 100%, and just working with them and having their support through obviously my playing but also my off-field life was a huge step in me just continuing my journey forward.
So since you've moved from WA to Queensland, have you still had panic attacks and anxiety?
Yeah, I do still suffer from panic attacks and a bit of anxiety. I don't like flying, so every time I get on a plane, I'm pretty anxious. Things like that. Sometimes, you know, I'll have a panic attack out of nowhere, but I'm comfortable enough now that I've been through it for long enough. I know how to manage it, and it's just something that I've worked on since I was about 18. I think I had my first panic attack, so. You know, it's been nearly 8 years now that I've figured out how to sort of manage them and get back onto that calm, normal level.
Family plays such a big role, and I'm just reading a bit about you. You've got a large portrait of your mum tattooed on your right arm. What was it like sort of explaining to them what you've gone through?
Yeah, both my parents are very just average Joe Australians, but they're so supportive, and I'm an only child, so I pretty much get all of their attention and all of their love, and I can't thank them enough. They've been great through the whole process. Mum's certainly my go-to person when it comes to talking about things like this. And Dad's always my, I guess, ambassador for my sport, and he's always encouraging me on and off the field to be the best person I can be, which I guess translates into personal life and on-field life as well.
We celebrate International Women's Day during the week. Obviously, your mum is a massive icon and inspiration for you. Who else has, I guess, shaped the way you are today?
Yeah, obviously, mum first and foremost. But I guess for me, just growing up around my nan was a huge part of my life as well. We had quite different beliefs, but at the same time, she was always, you know, supporting me and loving me and everything like that. And in a sporting sense, I was always a huge fan of Nicky Hudson, who was Australian hockey captain. Many years ago, because that was my first true love was hockey. So I looked up to her because I wanted to be her one day. But I guess now I can maybe look back one day and see that young girls are looking up to AFL women's footballers, which is kind of exciting.
Absolutely. Jess Wooshner is with us on Grandstand. Just one footy question to finish with. You play Collingwood in a big game this weekend to try and push your cases to get into that grand final. It's a really interesting phase of the season.
It is. if you told us it would be 3-2 after five rounds and sitting in second spot, I probably would have taken it. So for now, we've got Collingwood this weekend, very important game we have to win, and hopefully by a good margin to really try and cement our spot coming into the last round. So it'll be a big game, but I'm super excited for it.
Jess, we really appreciate you sharing your insights and your experiences. Good luck in this AFLW season, and good luck against the Magpies.
All right. Thank you for your time.